Joshua Peter Jansen, born 1999, was sentenced to 6 months jail with 3 years probation and ordered to submit a DNA sample for arson damaging property committed in Dawson Creek on December 8, 2019. Jansen was given a suspended sentence with 3 years probation for mischief $5,000 or under committed in Dawson Creek in June 2022. Derek Scott Livingstone, born 1988, was sentenced to 30 days jail for theft $5,000 or under committed in Fort St. John on August 20, 2022, sentenced to 15 days jail for possession of stolen property under $5,000, 15 days jail for possess, use stolen credit card, 15 days jail for willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer, and 15 days jail for breach of a release order committed in Fort St. John on August 13, 2022. Sentenced to 14 days jail for breach of a release order in Fort St. John on August 28, 2022. Sentenced to time served for mischief $5,000 and under committed in Fort St. John in July 2022. Sentenced to time served for assault with a weapon in Dawson Creek in April 2022. Sentenced to time served for mischief destroying or damaging property in Fort St. John in March 2022. Sentenced to time served for assaulting a peace officer and time served for mischief $5,000 or under committed in Dawson Creek in October 2021. And sentenced to time served for breach of a release orders committed in Dawson Creek in April 2022. Anthony Norman Burke, born 1991, was sentenced to 90 days jail with 3 years probation, and ordered to pay a $200 victim surcharge for failing to stop after an accident causing death in Fort St. John on September 18, 2019. Billy Joe Doerr, born 1973, was given a 6-month conditional sentence, a lifetime mandatory firearms prohibition, ordered to submit a DNA sample, and ordered to pay a $200 victim surcharge for possession for the purpose of trafficking in Fort St. John on February 5, 2020. Jordan Jerome LeBlanc, born 1998, was given a suspended sentence with 1 year probation and ordered to pay a $100 victim surcharge for assault committed in Fort St. John on January 10, 2022. Jesse Victor Boley, born 1982, was sentenced to time served with 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under committed in Dawson Creek on April 18, 2022. Boley was sentenced to time served with 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under committed in Dawson Creek on March 5, 2022. Chance Eric Daniel Russell, born 1999, was issued a 6-month $0 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Dawson Creek in August 2022. Trevor James Leloux, born 1978, was issued a 1-year $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Poos Couple in July 2022. Damian Richard Patrick Caput, born 1997, was issued a 1-year $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Dawson Creek in June 2022. Vashti Megan Woods, born 1983, was issued a 1-year $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Fort St. John in April 2022. Ryan Joseph Michael Christensen, born 1977, was issued a 1-year $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Dawson Creek in September 2021. Hans Peter Dirtschel, born 1959, was issued a 6-month $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Dawson Creek in August 2021. Corey Michael Giles, born 1986, was issued a 1-year $250 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Fort St. John in March 2021. Notes on sentencing. Suspended sentence. The judge convicts the accused but suspends sentencing, and instead releases them on conditions set out in a probation order. Conditional sentence. The judge gives the accused a jail term, but allows them to serve it in the community as long as they follow certain conditions. Often called house arrest. Conditional discharge. The accused's record won't show a conviction if they meet conditions the judge sets out in a probation order. Recognizance after allegation. an agreement to keep the peace and be of good behavior when the court finds there are reasonable grounds that a person will commit an offense. Victim surcharge. A fine levied by judges at their discretion during sentencing that goes toward helping victims of crime.